Back to Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93. Michigan Tech Soccer opened up the season at home this past weekend. A split falling to Winona State on Friday by a score of 2-1. Came back with a great shutout win against St. Cloud State University on Sunday. And Coach Jacob is with us. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Give us a little recap on your thoughts from a coach's point of view on the split over the weekend.
Like if we talk about Friday, you know, I think we played pretty decent. We struggled to put the ball in the net. You know, we had opportunities, we didn't capitalize on them, and unfortunately we made a couple mistakes and they were able to capitalize. So, tough day on Friday, but we came back, we bounced back. I thought the girls played incredibly well on Sunday. We possessed well, we were able to score two goals and just do a really good job of playing good soccer.
Well, Coach, on the Friday match, seemed like you gave up the one goal early on. It wasn't necessarily a great goal, just kind of a bad bounce that they took a shot, kind of just went right to the feet of another Winona player, and they were able to put it in the net. And other than that, it seemed like we like you said, we created our chances, and I think was it Herwig had a golden opportunity later in that half and just couldn't do it. But then we eventually came back and tied it up. What happened after that?
We didn't capitalize on our opportunities. I thought that we played pretty good soccer. Our defense was strong. We had a couple, little mistakes that cost us little goals. And at the end of the day, that's what gets you.
In the St. Cloud match on Sunday, you get the 2-0 win. Talk about the goals in that game.
We had beautiful goals. We've worked really hard with the girls to try to, work on getting through balls to our forwards and give them opportunities to score and do what they're good at. And I thought, the goals kind of exemplified that.
And it seemed like early in that game, St. Cloud maybe had a little territorial advantage, and Jenna Phelps came up with a big save to keep it scoreless early on. How important was that?
Totally, she did a great job. She had a couple of big saves for us to keep us in the game and allow us, the opportunity to win that game. I thought she was strong, both in her distributions, her saves, and her communication with the back line. So, her voice back there was really positive for us throughout the game.
Well, you opened the season with 4 straight at home, so you got another one coming up at home Friday at 7 against Minnesota Crookston. Talk about that match a little bit.
We're looking forward to it. Another home game. We've had great fan support. We're looking forward to being home, unlike last year when we were on the road, so often. Crookston, you can't take them lightly. They're going to be a good team, and I think we talk about showing up for each game because there's not any easy matches for us. So it's a matter of getting there, showing up, and doing what we do.
I want to remind everybody, too, not only Minnesota Crookston being the next home game, and of course that's all Coach is caring about right now, but the big Northern Michigan matchup on the 21st of September, too, which is Sunday, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right, Coach?
True. Yes.
Yes. Be a day after the homecoming.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So a big game right there. So make sure you get out and support the Michigan Tech soccer team. It is so much fun to watch this team, the way they play, how exciting it is, and they're good. There's no doubt about it. And this should be a good match. Minnesota Crookston coming in here on at 7:00. And Coach, we wish you the best of luck. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you next week. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. That is Michelle Jacob, the head coach of the Michigan Tech soccer team right here on Mix 93. We have more Drive Time coming up in just a moment. You are tuned to Mix 93 WKMJ.